This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado state legislators guaranteed abortion access regardless of any decision by the Supreme Court. That won't change in the near future, even though the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade this morning. But legal protections don't mean there are enough clinics to actually serve everyone seeking an abortion. Jennifer Hancock from Cobalt Advocates worries doctors on the Western Slope will have trouble keeping up with demand.
We need more providers. We need more volunteers. We need funding, we need a better network, because we are going to be seeing so many people, so many needy people who need safe health care, which is what abortion care is, coming into the state.
Colorado clinics expect to see an uptick in people traveling from Utah and Wyoming, which have both imposed trigger laws banning abortion. Colorado Springs-based nonprofit Focus on the Family is a major advocate on the national stage for restricting access to abortion. Organization President Jim Daly applauded today's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to send the question of abortion back to the states. He said he believes it's more appropriate for abortion to be decided by the legislative branch than by the courts.
That's where it should be if we're all playing fairly. And, we'll go to work to try to convince the Congress that life is a better choice.
Colorado's legislature passed its own law securing abortion rights earlier this year. 13 states, including Colorado neighbors Texas, Utah, and Wyoming, have trigger laws that make abortion illegal now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. The procedure will remain legal in Colorado, and the state's providers are preparing for an increase in appointments as people travel from elsewhere in the country. Find these stories and more as we continue to update you today at CPR.org.